This is the Hip Hop African Podcast. They record them live in the Department of African Studies on the campus of Howard University in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back to the Hip Hop African Podcast. We have a second and final episode that was recorded at the Trinity International Hip Hop Festival, which took place in April 2018. This past April at Trinity College in Hartford, Connecticut. It's a yearly conference festival that brings together artists and activists and academics from all over the world. This year, we had artists from Canada, from China, from Cuba, from South Africa, from different countries in the world. And this episode, we have a conversation with Klein Fontaine, who is an artist based out of Cape Town, South Africa, the Cape Flats area of Cape Town. And he actually came to the festival. He won the Rock the Mic competition, which was put on by Heal the Hood, which is a hip hop based NGO based in Cape Town, South Africa. And they had a hip hop MC competition, and the winner of the competition was able to represent South Africa at the Trinity Hip Hop Festival this past year. So in the conversation, we talk about, you know, really hip hop in Cape Town, specifically in Mitchell's Plain, which is an area of the Cape Flats, which is an area known for its really strong hip hop. So if you are looking at like hip hop history and you think of the United States, you think of the South Bronx, kind of the birthplace of American hip hop. Well, Mitchell's Plain is the birthplace of South African hip hop. But you also, you know, you also find that there are quite a few MCs that have come out of Mitchell's Plain, the Cape Flats, since the birth of hip hop in South Africa in that region. So the area is not only known as the birthplace of South African hip hop, but has also produced some very strong lyricists. And Klein Fontaine is an example of that. So we talk about kind of what it is about Mitchell's Plain that makes it an environment that has produced so many strong lyricists, so many strong MCs. We also talk about his participation in Heal the Hood's Rock the Mic competition. And we also talk about really kind of the dichotomy between commercial and underground rap and kind of the choices that artists make in terms of which path they'll follow, whether they'll, you know, try to get more into commercial industries, which is more financially lucrative, versus staying underground. So this is a short conversation, and we're going to start the show by playing a clip from one of the Klein Fontaine's songs, D-Block. And then we're also going to play his song, Don't Scowl Me, which is a song he performed during the his performance at the Trinity Hip Hop Festival. So you can find information about Klein Fontaine in the show notes. We have links to his social media profile, his SoundCloud page, and he just recently released an album or mixtape that you can find on SoundCloud. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get into the show. Again, as always, if you would like to get in touch with us, please email us at feedback@hiphopafrican.com. Thanks.
It's the numbers for the
D-Block, D-Block.
What's the means of funny?
D-Block, D-Block.
It's for the Owens funny?
D-Block, D-Block.
My Eka Hassan funny?
D-Block, D-Block.
Us, yeah, the wake us Klein Fontaine met the number funny D-Block. Never mind the Sally dance call is for your hero to be spacker. I say that make your car he stop, exhaust pipers weg, bro. But say right next year, stop. For soup, my your bright play an older club. I say a gold digger, us, dan sal ik jou verroep. Ik zeg, die is een mijne, die dingen is groot. Is net een handje voor mensen en alles van het geloof. Rang het uit voor de feit, ja, mensen kan slim trek. Amal krijg zwaan op haar waar ze gaat intrek. Het is fijn, the people very kind. Ik spot mij niet een rhyme, hoor die crime in de heavy times. Ja, of ja, oud als die band, dat is die light. Is het roemen als hij wel een gangster wist. Nou mensen, please, ik straat op van die plek, dat wist. Los gangster is, dan ben je tijden die pink gekies. Is voor die
D-Block, D-Block.
Wat zijn die mensen van die
D-Block, D-Block.
Is voor die ouwens van die
D-Block, D-Block.
Maar ik ga als aan van die
D-Block, D-Block. D-Block.
Like say the numbers for the
D-Block. D-Block.
What say the men so funny?
D-Block. D-Block.
This for the old ones funny?
D-Block. D-Block.
My echo is on funny?
D-Block. D-Block.
They can't praat van die D-Block. Yo, back us out. His excellence say the specs and for a lekker tijd. Moet die scannen van die plekkie. God zeg het uit. Vraag maar die eyebrow van hij blij op meditate. Ons intoxicate al die patte dusness. Mensen aan die andere patte allemaal zijn zusters. Van januari tot binnen in augustus. Geen geschenken, maar elke dag is Christmas. Zij is must, zij is saal soos een kijkpaal. Mensen blij gezicht, koek, het zijn al gezeind al. Ons mijn party, maar jullie is tijdmaal. Een kwijtaal, die blok maakt die wijk maal. Hij ziet die puntie, zij is op jouw eigen bed. Zij is in zo'n mindset, van tafel zeg eens is hoe erg hier. D-A-F-E-L-S-I-T. Niets als play, niets the place to be. Come on! One word of advice for the MC's. Represent your plek. Ik zei die numbers van die
D-Block. D-Block.
Wat zei die mensen van die
D-Block. D-Block.
Die story ouwens van die
D-Block.
D-Block. Van die plein.
Geen
naked lines.
Van die plein. Van die plein. Van die plein.
Te veel mensen wat om aan skaal in die game.
Skaal
om aan met die kleines. Nee, kijk, yo, it's the fresh prince sick, dus number one selected. Shopping for peace like I get mine at Ickers. I was just looking for a discount. Now these other rappers wanna know where. Sorry, but you must out. It was a buy one, get one deal. I know how my skill makes the next man feel. Cause this beat has nothing to do with my content. Don't scale me, we not equal by a large step. Bomb threats, but I'm focusing. They notice me like plain, take a photo please. Hello, say that my English ni fluent is he. I fool critics new year cause I do it lucky. Scarlet and grow on this empty street. Sexy kicks got my boys complimenting beats.
Why you scarling?
You scarling but I cannot. Cause I buy tank tops at the 5-rand shop.
Don't scowl me. Don't scowl me, say. 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 Don't scowl me. Don't scowl me, say.
Why you scarling?
Don't scowl me, say.
I don't mind if you dust me. I mind if you scowl me. Done performing, I'm out, so batal
me.
Also with the one love, keeping peace. They say playing you the next young star, CPC. No, I'm not, cause his English is better. Took my Afrikaans and mingle it together. I'm cheap like smuggling free drinks. First you wanna scowl me, now you coupling feelings. Now that's what I call a Malkin. I'll take you on a date with my ball of London. One thing, as soon as you get hungry, you want McFlurry, but egg it net curry. Don't worry, I do have nice qualities. Can't you see I handle this mic properly? You scowl me, I'm cool that way. Funny plain, yes I'm calm, but I do have late.
Don't scowl me, don't scowl me, say. 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 Why you scowling? Don't scowl me, say.
Right. All right. So thank you for agreeing to sit down and talk with me. So now I first saw you at the African Battle Cry performing. And the song, I remember it was D-Block, right?
Yeah.
Did you perform there? Can you, because I know the crowd was really, really hype. Can you just tell me like what that song specifically was dealing with?
Basically, yeah, the song is called D-Block. So, I'm obviously from South Africa, Mitchell's Plain, and in Mitchell's Plain, my suburb is called Tafelsig. My road's name is Oude Kloof, and then like my road plus the road next to that, it leads like a small circle.
Okay.
See, so my road plus this little small circle, if you look at it from the top, from the sky, and you look down, and you'll see it's the shape of a D.
You see, so, okay.
And we just, yeah, it's like that's our block, so okay. We call it the D block, mainly because it's the people in that road, or basically that two roads, is we've been standing together for years, you know, we've been through a lot, been there, but we are always, how can I say, in staying in each other's good books, even though we had bad times and things like that. And so, yeah, basically I rap about these things in the song. See, couldn't help but to, for it to be in Afrikaans, but that's my first language, and you know, so yeah, that is what the song is about. It's like an anthem for my road. for my suburb for where I come from.
Okay. Well, it was like that was I didn't understand because it was in Afrikaans, so I didn't understand anything. But I think I told you the energy from the audience. It was like, okay, I know this particular song. Like they were feeling it, and it was like, I'm like, okay. The only thing I knew was D Block. That was the only thing I
understand. That's the only thing that's English about the song.
So, okay. So your name is Klein. 14?
Klein 14, yes.
14, okay. And so what does the name mean?
In English, it means little fortune.
Okay.
That's what it means in English. But and that was actually my first rap name when I started rapping. Mm. So I was like an English rapper only. My name was Little Fortune.
Okay.
Because my surname is 14, and then I basically just added the word Klein, which means small, and I feel like I'm a small guy, so
okay.
that's where.
Mm-hmm.
And like at the time, it's way back, like 2008, 2009, you know, people made me feel small, you know, like the group of friends I had, they were all like bigger than me and more confident and you know, they had more money and things like that. So they always made me feel small, you know, they crack me down, push me down and all that. You know, so that's basically where the word small comes from.
Okay.
You know, because of the way I used to feel.
Okay.
And then I just added my surname to it just to give it that original stamp.
Okay.
You know. So that's so the name.
What made you get in? Okay, let me start. How long have you been an MC, been writing lyrics, and kind of what made you get into MCing? What were some of the influences?
Okay, I've been writing for about officially my own lyrics since 2009.
Okay.
I'd say 2008, 2009, one of those 2 years. So from that time until now. And then, I basically started on school, but not, okay, that wasn't my own lyrics, you know, along the way. I had to listen to Afrikaans music. There was at the time people, a group named Bakhat Boys. They were like a very influential group. They influenced a lot of young kids at the time. In
they
Afrikaans,
were from Mitchell's Plain?
Yes,
okay.
Yes, in Afrikaans as well. So I listen to them a lot. I listen to rappers like Cream. He's also very good in Afrikaans. So, and obviously English as well. I listen to them, Franchise Boys, Bow Wow, you know, people like that. And I imitated them a lot. I imitated, and because of that, I think that is what sparked the whole thing as well. The way I used to imitate the music videos and things like that. So if you're driving a car in the music video, I'd like get my bath out of the bathroom and put it in my room and like pretend I'm in the car and I was rapping the lyrics and all that. And that's where my passion come basically grew for the whole thing. You know, so those are the people that influenced me.
So let me ask, because Mitchell's Plain is also really the birthplace of South African hip hop. And I remember the first time I went to South Africa, it was Cape Town, and I was like, when I saw, I think I saw the sign for Mitchell's Plain, took pictures, I felt like I was in the South Bronx. Like, it was like, this is the place, you know? And
yeah,
so
that's the place to be at.
Yeah, so what is it about Mitchell's Plain that you feel like all these MCs, these like really strong MCs are coming out of from the beginning until now? Because you represent, you know, a kind of now generation of artists.
Yeah.
So what is it about Mitchell's Plain?
I think it's the rawness and the rough, the struggle, and you know, all those things that goes with it. I think it's all that. And like there was MCs like, what's his name, Mr. Devious. MCs like Garlic Brown, DJ Reddy D, you know, all these people that have like, in my eyes, they made it, okay, Mr. Devious is dead, but he left, nobody could fill his shoes, you know. So for these people to raise the bar for us that high. They gave us like hope that through these struggles and, you know, these challenges that we're facing as MCs, we can look up to these people and say, yeah, how are they? Or like back then even, you could look at them and see there is, you can make it, you know, there is hope, you know, but I think, and despite the violence, the drugs and all that in Mitchell's Plain, you know, it's just the struggle alone, it's enough, the hustle as well, you know, you have to hustle to get somewhere, you know, no matter what you do, but I think it's this rawness of Mitchell's Plain that really inspires a lot of MCs, you know, and then along comes MCs like me, you know, that just puts a smile on people's faces with my music, you know, and give these new age MCs another way of hope, or another breath of hope. So yeah, I think it's really the streets of Mitchell's Plain, despite all the bad publicity, the bad media that people associate with Mitchell's Plain. But that's basically what I use to put Mitchell's Plain in a positive light.
Yeah, because I know, I think I was looking on YouTube and I was trying to find some videos of the Cape Flats, and most of the videos were like shootings and violence, and that was the main thing that you got when you kind of put that in YouTube to try to find some stuff. And so it was, you know, I mean, you definitely, but it's the same, you know, in the U.S., if you put in Compton,
the same thing.
Exactly. And so one of the things that I also thought was interesting is that in the U.S. you had this gangster rap period.
Yeah.
But you also had the same thing in South Africa. And I remember when I first heard that, I was like, oh, you know, they don't have gangsterism in South Africa, because you don't, you know, initially. But then learning about some of the things that are happening in the Cape Flats. So in terms of, what are some of the things that you feel like some of the artists are coming out of the Cape Flats or coming out of Mitchell's Plain? What are some of, I think, what am I trying to ask? Is gangster rap or gangsterism still a thing that people are like rapping about? Like, what are some of the, is it like, has that produced rappers? So, okay, so for example, like here, if you look at Compton and you look at the artists from NWA through to Kendrick Lamar, that culture, that gangsterism has influenced their music. So I wouldn't consider Kendrick Lamar a gangster rapper.
Yeah.
But that gangster lifestyle has influenced his music.
Yeah, definitely.
So how do you think that influences the music of yourself and other artists coming out of Mitchell's Plain?
I think there is still some of him, some of it, because they don't necessarily do, I won't say gangster rap, but like, You obviously have like different styles of rap. So these rappers think that being hardcore or having like, if you have like hardcore lyrics and you're rapping about who you're gonna shoot up and all that thing, people immediately think that it's you a gangster or things like that they associate. So it's not really it doesn't influence the music or influence other people as well, you know. So I know people that like swear in the music and things like that, but it doesn't take them that far.
Okay.
You know, so, and really it didn't affect me or in any way, depending on on a topic for me. Like, I don't generally swear in my music, you know, but like I do have times where I feel like, you know, I mean, everybody has times where they feel like they want to swear at something or someone, you know. So, and I wouldn't like even record the track like that. I would write it just to get my feelings out, you know. And that's why basically my love for music grew. It's because I can write down my feelings without having to act it out physically.
Okay.
you know, okay. besides like performing it and things like that. So that's one of the things that music has helped me with to get rid of all those bad feelings and, and things like that. So I don't, so yeah, to answer your question, no, it doesn't, it doesn't take rappers very far from Cape Town. For those who sway in the music, I mean, you get, there's a, an MC like Youngster CPT. He basically swears in his music a lot, so and he's made quite an impression on people with it. And he does like certain things, and he works very hard. He works hard, you know. So I think that hard work goes hand in hand with your style of music. See, so he's not a gangster rapper, but he swears in his music as well. See, so if these rappers from Mitchell's Plain that swears in the music, they don't get really far with it.
Okay, all right. So you're here at the Trinity Festival. You were the winner of the Rock the Mic competition, and that was a competition that was put on by Heal the Hood.
Yep.
Right. Okay. So winning that, how many artists were competing?
There was supposed to be 30, and then only 12 entered.
Okay. Okay.
And so basically it was, I would work, there was 3 rounds, and then in each round you get to perform one song. You see, so after the first round, we were 12, and then the judges judged you basically on your performances, your lyrics, your wordplay, you know, and they cut us down to 4.
Okay.
So in round 2 we were 4. Then perform another track, and the judges deliberate, cut us down to 2.
Okay.
So I basically came up against a female MC called Eavesdrop.
Oh, yeah, I know her. Yeah. Okay.
But I don't actually know her, but but I heard that she's a very famous poet.
Yeah.
Things like that. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
But well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're definitely here. And so
it's very hard for it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, when they announced it on, I think it was on Facebook, I saw it. I'm like, I know that name. And then went back to, and yeah, so I played the video I took of you at the performance in my class, because I wanted the students to, you know, to see. And it was one of the things that was really refreshing when you came just like really down to earth, really cool. So you didn't, you know, come up like I'm, you know what, you just, you've been, yeah, it's been really cool, like kind of getting to be in this space with all these artists, because most of the artists that come are really cool and approachable and down to earth. So it's definitely been,
I think it has more to do with the way they were brought up, because it doesn't matter where you come from, you know, because I mean, look, I come from Mitchell's Plain, Tafelsig, you know, so, I mean, there is other suburbs within Mitchell's Plain, you know, there's Rocklands, Westridge, Lentegier, you know, Eastridge, but Tafelsig has the worst name out of all of those, and my parents basically, like, raised me in church, see, so, and it's not, and it's a Pentecostal church.
Okay.
For me, so there is different churches as well. So I feel like the Pentecostal churches, it really changed me as a person. So it really helped me to it keeps me on earth, you know, it keeps me down to earth, you know. So yeah, I always had to be in church, you know, and that's where my humbleness come from. And that's where I always, you know, I always remember to pray, even if I don't go to church, I'll always remember to pray, you know, because that is what was embedded in me, you know, to always pray.
Okay, well, I only have 2 last questions. One, what is, who are some of the artists that you're influenced by, either, you know, artists in South Africa, other parts of Africa, the U.S., wherever, who are some of the artists that you listen to now?
Okay, I used to listen to, what's his name, to Drake a lot. It was J. Cole, not Lil Wayne that much, but as my love for Afrikaans hip hop grew, I only, and I'm talking about only listen to Afrikaans hip hop. Not that I have anything against, you know, the English and all that. I do listen to some English as well, but because of the Afrikaans that is not, the industry isn't growing, you know, in South Africa, the Afrikaans hip hop. So I prefer supporting, you know, the Afrikaans thing. But yeah, I do. There's a lot of these MCs called like what's his name, Ola the O. But these are all like locally unknown cats in within South Africa. Oh, there's Ola the O. There's this Cream. Still, there's Trace Lutron. There's Lunkers the Genius. Those are the main cats that I basically listen to, and myself included, because that's, when I listen to myself, it feels like I'm talking sense into my own head, you know. So yeah.
So none of the so in terms of the South African artists, the artists that, I guess the main, the artists that get the most attention out of South Africa aren't necessarily the ones coming out of the Cape Flats, or not. Most of them, I think, are speaking or rapping in English.
Yeah.
But they're very, there's commercial sound. And so does it make it harder for artists that kind of have more of, that one, are rapping in a different language, but also kind of have more of a raw and, I don't know,
yeah,
sound?
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. It does. Because, I mean, whether we want to admit it or not, like, commercial rap is, it brings money into the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
If I have to say it like that, out of experience, it brings money into the pocket. You know, and I mean, you don't want to be rapping for nothing your whole life.
Yeah.
No, not that I'm saying that underground, rapping underground is not going to get you anywhere, but at the end of the day, you get some of these underground cats that are, they holding grudges against, how can I say, rappers like me that's rapping commercial, you know, and I can't help for the way, I didn't even know at the time that I was doing, I'm a commercial rapper, you know, so I only come to find out afterwards, wow, that's what they call it, commercial rapper.
Okay.
You know, so it's, yeah, definitely commercial is the way to go. If I have to say it like that, but I can't make the next person, you know, say, tell you in which way you must rap or, you know, so it's up to you. If you want to be stuck in your 9-to-5, it's up to you. Because I felt confident enough to rap commercial and make a living off, not that I'm living off of it, but it brings money into the pocket.
So, okay, is the latest project Mitchell's Klein?
Yep.
That was okay. So that one is on SoundCloud. So we'll definitely include the link to that. And when was that one? When did that come out?
That was released end of January.
Okay, so it just came out. Okay.
Yep.
All right. And so I'm assuming you're going to be performing some songs from that EP tonight.
Tonight? Yes, I will be performing one of the tracks called "Don't Scowl Me." Mainly because it has like a mixture of English and Afrikaans.
Okay.
So I get to include both languages.
Okay, so I can understand more than just D Block.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, the other two tracks it's will be some new stuff.
Okay.
But
okay,
obviously English as well, because like when the other people in Cape Town found out, or how can I say, my supporters, when they found out that I'm coming to America, they were like, oh, so now you have to rap English over there. I'm like, didn't you know I can rap English? It's only because I mainly do Afrikaans. I'm like, oh, okay. And if I call myself an MC, I have to be versatile.
You know,
I have to cater for different crowds.
Yeah, but it's definitely, you know, it, like when I heard you, like all I knew was D Block, but your flow was just, it was like the energy and the lyricism. So hip hop heads recognize good lyricists, regardless of what language you're spitting in. So it's definitely, you know, definitely great. So, okay, so your Facebook and SoundCloud, we'll definitely put those links on the podcast. And yes, yes. I look forward to hearing you tonight and seeing you.
Definitely. All definitely. Right,
thank
I'm
you.
Excited about it. Let's do this.
Don't scowl me, Jay. Why you scowling? Don't scowl me, Jay. 1 rand, 2 rand, 3 for the scowl. 4 rand, 5 rand, deeds all a smile. 7 rand, 8 rand, rings on the scowl. And shout out for the guy what your dreams had betaal. I know that my slang is not cool, but that's cause I only speak it in a bathroom. I'm disappointing my English teacher. She still thinks I'm a distinguished creature. But now I'm cruising it out. Music is great, the bling and the jewelry is fake. Super great. But yeah, that's my hectic life, cause the weekend moet ik nog een keer be tight. So don't scowl me, don't scowl me, Jay. 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 Why you scowling? Don't scowl me, Jay. Ha ha ha. Die tricks al heel alleen me scowling. Prince of Tafel zegt...